You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You're listening to Wednesday Wonders on the Mutual Audio Network. Be amazed.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17.
Technical Difficulties presents The Account, A Tale of the Waking World, Rest Stop, Part 4.
Okay, Turvy?
Yeah?
I'm gonna go over there and try to talk to this guy. Why don't you hang back here?
Yeah, I think I could do that, and, do me a favor and tell me you're good at ducking.
Top of my class.
Good to know.
Hey, excuse me. Yeah, hi. We met yesterday. We didn't get off to a very good start. Really sorry about my friend, you know, getting into that fight with you that you
lost.
Anyway, we were just wondering if you've seen any of the other people who are supposed to be here in this hotel. Keep, whatever, you know. I'm just wondering.
I looked.
Sorry, what?
I looked.
You looked for... For...
I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the south. A great cloud and a fire enfolding itself. And a brightness was about it.
Turvy! Back up! Come back to the hall!
All right! Come on!
Well, he certainly changed.
Yeah, well, you know how guys are. They get one little fight, and they take everything so damn seriously. Oh, boy. This door isn't gonna hold, is it?
Oh, I doubt it. Look for something heavy to shove in front of it.
Here's a shelf full of stuff.
Okay, all right, move it, help me.
I still don't think that's gonna hold.
Hey, I'm just looking for a tactical delay at this point.
Yeah. What do you say we try some of those doors we passed earlier?
Well, sounds like a plan to me. Last one there is a reduced chance of survival.
So how does a drunk trucker become the Lord of Darkness already?
Well, you can hang around and ask if you want.
No thanks!
Any more of them?
I count about half a dozen. Looks like some more guests.
All the same?
Let's see. Hello? Hello? Faces to the wall and completely unresponsive.
So we're just going to leave them like that, then?
I suppose. What else would you like me to do?
I don't know. Maybe act somewhat more concerned about all of this.
Well, I don't know about you, Miss Guillaume, but I'm gathering information, seeing as it's about all we can do.
Conclusions, Malcolm?
Well, why don't you impress me with your observations first?
All right. We found 30 to 40 people, guests and staff of this keep... All of them facing the wall, all of them in a completely catatonic state. When you try to turn them around, they simply turn back.
Notice anything about the expressions on their faces?
Varying levels of distress and their eyes flitting around rapidly as if they were seeing something we couldn't.
Yes, I wonder if facing the wall blocks it out, whatever it is.
One more thing.
Hmm?
This is a major road stop.
Yes.
Where are the non-humans?
Very observant. Whatever this is, it's affecting humans only.
Well,
not only humans.
How do you mean?
Well, the sensing abilities of goblins are the stuff of legend, and you don't actually seem to be using any of yours. That's not voluntary, is it?
I'm having issues.
It's the mist outside, am I right? Or at least that's part of it, isn't it? Oh, don't look at me that way. I'm not trying to make you feel uncomfortable on purpose, Nero. Just trying to confirm some suspicions.
Well, we have that in common.
Oh, my dear Miss Guillaume, please, you wound me. I hope I'm not losing your trust. Wait, I never had it, did I?
Not for a ghost of an echo of a hint of a shadow.
Oh, dear.
That came from below us. That's where Hanover and Turvey are.
After you, then. I mean, as long as you don't mind turning your back on me, that is.
Oh, just move already. Come on, we're almost at the top of the stairs.
Why can't these old places just have one short flat like a normal building?
How close is he behind us?
Well, any closer and I can probably smell what he's been eating.
Okay, here's the door.
Thank God my knees are about to pop out of their sockets. Well, of course it's locked. Why wouldn't it be?
There's no latchy thing. It must be on the outside.
Well, who cares about the latchy thing? Just get it open.
All right, right. Stay back. Stay back. Hanover, are you...
Shifty, close that door and barricade it.
All right, I've got it.
What happened?
He was trying to get the door open. It was locked.
He had his knight's attack pointed straight at me. When I opened the door, he turned it into the wall. Let me see your arm. Sorry.
I think he's dislocated something. What were you running from?
I'll tell you in a second. I thought I told you to barricade that door.
With what exactly? This is an empty hall.
Who cares? Just get us out of here.
Malcolm, just grab him. Let's go.
I am fine, but I think it does matter, actually.
You just get going. I'll cover the rear. Come on.
Well, he didn't follow us up from the basement anyway. Whatever he has to do down there, he's not done.
How's our knight?
In a lot of pain.
Well, that's a bit to be expected. All right, Hanover, I think you've dislocated your right arm at the elbow, but I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah.
Well... Yes, it was a dislocation after all.
See, I knew the second you started talking to me that you were going to do something like that.
Sorry. Well, at least you weren't surprised. Malcolm, put one of those anesthetic bandages on him, please.
Out of curiosity, when did I get relegated to medic status in this outfit?
Oh, stop whining and start bandaging.
Right, hold still.
So, Turvey, you're saying it's our trucker friend from yesterday.
Yeah, only a lot less drunk and angry and a lot more, I don't know, dark and powerful.
Did he say anything?
Yeah. Yeah, he said something biblical, I think.
Really?
Something about a whirlwind?
Reaping? Sowing?
Beholding.
Beholding a whirlwind. I've heard that passage before.
And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north. A great cloud and fire enfolding itself, and brightness was about it. And out of the midst thereof, as the color of amber out of the midst of a fire. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 1, verse 4.
That's the one. Religious man, are you?
Well, something of a theology student. Self-taught, but still.
You sure that's the right line? He said he beheld a whirlwind coming out of the south.
Well, I don't know about our friend down there, but what Ezekiel saw was coming out of the north.
Now I remember that passage. It was referring to Ezekiel's wheel?
Yes, the Merkabah, the chariot of God that appears and delivers a vision and a prophecy.
Of what?
Well, among other things, a judgment upon the people of Israel for their iniquity against God, and a prophecy about the destruction of the neighboring heathen nations.
How lovely.
Why change the line to south, then?
Well, what's south of the Midlands?
That's where the road goes to the earth.
As I recall, wasn't Ezekiel's wheel made up of living creatures?
Indeed it was. You really are up on your earth culture, aren't you, dear?
Well, we all have to have our hobbies, don't we?
So we do. The Merkabah's basic structure was formed by the bodies of four angels.
You two have a thing for celestials, don't you?
Something like that. More like they have a thing for us. Nero, can I have my laptop, please?
Are you sure you want to turn that on in the middle of all this?
No, but if we're dealing with something angelic, I want to see if we have any files that might be helpful.
All right.
Thanks.
One more thing, Malcolm. About our trucker friend.
Yes?
After Nero beat the living crap out of him, you were the last one to talk to him.
Out of the four of us, yes.
Funny, he wasn't exactly brimming with supernatural powers before that.
Well, I hope you're not suggesting he got them from me.
I don't see any proof that he didn't.
If I had powers like that to grant, I certainly wouldn't give them to someone like him.
And if this is angelic in nature, and I am an agent of your celestial enemies, why go to all this trouble? Why would I hire a gun when I could do all the dirty work myself?
Because to be honest, you don't strike me as a dirty work sort of guy.
So what did you do then, Malcolm?
His name is Alan Ruby. He is a trucker, and he stumbled into this world without any knowledge of it whatsoever. All I did was offer words of spiritual comfort and insight to a man suffering from a severe cultural trauma.
Well, I don't know about you two, but I don't believe a word of what this guy's saying.
Conveniently for you, Malcolm, if it wasn't for this mist surrounding the building, I could hash out exactly how much truth you were telling us. Mm. You're definitely obfuscating something. Even your demeanor and voice has changed from when we first met you.
Oh, dear, I believe I'm being cast out to fend for myself.
Not yet.
Oh? You're playing a game, Malcolm, and we can all tell that, but I don't know what the rules are, and until I figure them out, I want you where I can see you.
How magnanimous of you. Spoken like a true knight.
Besides, you may have knowledge of stuff that we don't, and we might need it, because we're not getting anything from this.
No files on the computer about...
No files at all. have a look. Is that the startup screen?
No, as far as I can tell, I haven't even successfully turned it on, and in fact, if you'll notice, I've pulled the battery out.
It's just the Ave Nova insignia.
Yep.
Can I see that for a second?
Help yourself.
So, that's the logo for your little corporate bugaboo, huh?
You recognize it?
Not as such, but I've seen stuff like it before in some very bad places. More to the point, though, you'll notice the glow coming off the screen is the same color as the mist when you shine a light through it.
Hmm. Light? Hmm? Light. Didn't you say they packed some gear into this bag of yours?
Yeah, the Metadyne text threw some magical items in there just in case we might need them. They weren't specific about what they did, though.
Oh, let me see. Hold on. I'm looking for... Ah, here we are.
A flashlight?
This is a true torch. You can tell by the little amber bulb and the little double helix filament in it.
Okay.
This shines a light through illusions so you can see things closer to the way they actually are. Look what happens when I point it at my face.
Oh, stop that. Oh.
Gross, huh?
I can see all your capillaries and muscles and stuff. Turn that off.
Come on, you can see the muscles moving my eyeballs, right? In fact, you can see in my eyeballs, can't you?
Turn it off.
What a wuss.
Yeah, fine. Look, okay, between that and you snapping my elbow back into place, I've had enough body stuff for one day.
By the by, how is your arm?
Well, sore. Hard to twist.
Gonna be able to use that attack of yours anytime soon. We might need it.
I'll let you know.
So, you have a true torch. What do you plan on doing with it?
I have some theories of my own. We need to find some mist.
That should be a relatively easy request. Exit, window, your choice.
Not a window. Glass can interfere with the effects of a true light, and I don't want to be outside in it. We've seen what it's capable of.
So we need it inside the building.
Preferably with an escape route, just to be on the safe side.
Right.
I'd also like to shine it on some of the people here.
Well, we got plenty of those around.
You right to move?
Looks like I'm gonna have to be.
All right, my arm's wrapped. Let's go.
Shall I lead the way, then? That way you can all keep an eye on me. Of course, if I saw any danger, I might not alert you. You might want to put me in the back, but then you'd all have your back turned to me. I could go into the middle, too. I could grab a hostage very easily that way, though, don't you think?
You first. Let's go.
Naturally. Which door?
Just take the one we came through, all right?
Of course. Just trying to be helpful, and of course we... You know, there really is something to be said for seeing the rest of a building this old, you know.
What are you
He's in the hall, isn't he? Maybe.
Other door!
Got it! Come on, go, go!
Come on, get up, get up!
Nero, grab the bag! Let's
all right,
go!
Got it.
You! This way, now!
Right behind you.
Oh, my poor dear sweet Alan. You really have lost yourself in this, haven't you?
Whoop!
You have been listening to The Account, A Tale of the Waking World, Rest Stop, Part 4, written and performed by Kyan Chris Conroy as part of the Technical Difficulties Podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to techdiff.com or techdiff@gmail.com and join the message boards over at techdiff.freeforums.org. And for more information on this series coming soon, go to thewakingworld.net. This podcast is registered under a Creative Commons 2.0 license. Go to techdiff.com for more information.
Hi there. Are you a fan of all things horror? Yeah? You are? Well, in that case, find Tuesday Terrors, which is the mutual audio feed that comes out on a Tuesday, believe it or not. Shock horror, I know. But if you subscribe there, you'll find amazing horror fiction audio in your player every Tuesday. Yeah. Tuesday Terrors. Subscribe to the Mutual Audio Network.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.